Masterclass for Snare Snap with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12, Intermediate Level. Today we're living in the sampling world, building a snare that cracks hard in a drum and bass tempo, but still sits inside that rolling, human jungle swing. The goal is pretty specific, a fast transient that smacks you in the face, weight in the low mid so it doesn't feel thin, a controlled tail so your groove stays clean at 172 BPM, and then timing that shuffles in the right places without making the backbeat feel drunk. Before we touch any processing, set yourself up to win. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Make a two-bar loop. Then create three tracks. One MIDI track for drums with a drum rack, an optional audio track for a break, and a bass track. And yes, keep a simple sub or reese playing while you work. If you build your snare in solo, you'll overdue the low mids or the highs, and the second the bass comes in, your perfect snare disappears. All right. Step 1 is sample choice, and I'm going to be a little strict here. 90% of snare snap is the source. If the transient is weak, you can spend an hour compressing and saturating and it'll still feel polite. You're listening for three things in your raw sample. First, a clear tick or crack right at the front. Second, a solid thunk that doesn't sound like cardboard. Third, a tail that you can control, not some long washy ring that takes over the bar. Great sources are classic break snare hits like Amen. Think Funky Drummer, plus modern tight one-shots. Claps and rim shots can help, but only if they add definition. If they smear the attack, they're doing the opposite of what we want. Now we build the snare stack. Drop a drum rack onto your drums track. We're going to layer 2 to 3 sounds on the same MIDI note, like D1. Make 3 chains in the rack. Snap, body, and optional texture. Snap is your attack. Bright, short, aggressive. Usually high-passed and trim tight. Body is your chest. That 180 to 240 area where the snare feels like it has mass. Texture is the dust, a little noise, grit, break air, quiet. This is seasoning. And here's a coach note that will save you time. A lot of I need more crack problems are actually balance problems, not processing problems. Before you add any device, try turning the body layer down a couple dB and the snap layer up a touch. That's basically clip gain as a transient shaper. Next, tighten each layer in simpler for one-shot snares. Put simpler in one-shot mode and turn warp off. Warp can mess with the transient, and the transient is the entire point of this lesson. Zoom in and adjust the start point. Your goal is that the first upward movement of the waveform happens immediately. If the start is even 1 to 3 milliseconds late, the ear hears it as softness. If you get clicks, add a tiny fade in, like 0.0 to 0.5 milliseconds. Not more than that unless you enjoy removing snap. Set the amp envelope like this as a starting point. Attack at 0, decay around 80 to 160 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, release somewhere around 30 to 90 milliseconds. And remember, the tail length should be chosen based on what's happening after the hit. At 172 BPM, busy hats can make a long decay turn into blur. If your snare sounds awesome with hats muted, but messy with hats on, shorten decay and release before you reach for more EQ. Now, EQ each layer before you process the whole snare together. This is how you prevent layers from fighting each other. On the snap chain, load EQ 8. High pass it pretty hard, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. Snap does not need low mids. Then find the crack zone, usually 3 to 6 kHz, and give it a gentle boost, like 2 to 4 dB. If you need a little air, add a small shelf around 10 to 12 kHz, 1 or 2 dB. But don't turn it into white noise. On the body chain, EQ 8 again. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz to keep it out of the kick and subs way. Then a wide boost around 180 to 240 Hz, again 2 to 4 dB, to give that chest hit. If it sounds boxy, dip somewhere in the 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz zone by a couple dB. On the texture chain, band pass it. Roughly 2 kHz to 12 kHz is a good place to start. And keep it quiet. This layer should be felt more than heard. Now let's talk about the silent snare killer. Phase and timing alignment. Solo the snap and body layers together. Zoom into the waveform and nudge the start position on one layer until their transient peaks line up. When you get it right, the combined hit becomes louder and tighter, not hollow. If layering makes it thinner, you're misaligned or partially canceling. Here's another pro move. Keep the main hit aligned and punchy, but you can delay just the texture layer by 5 to 12 milliseconds using track delay or chain delay. That way, the crack hits clean, then the dust follows behind. That's a huge jungle trick, because it adds excitement without smearing the transient. Once the layers are tight, we process the snare as one instrument. Put your bus processing after the chains in the drum rack so it hits the combined snare. First device. Drum bus. This is one of Ableton's best snap levers. Start with drive somewhere between 5 and 15%, just enough to bring density. Then raise transient, maybe plus 10 up to plus 35. Don't be shy, but keep listening. You want attack, not clickiness. Keep boom off at first. You can add it later if you truly need low end. But most ENB snares don't need fake sub. If it gets fizzy on top, use damp a bit, maybe 5 to 20%, and always level match. If you don't trim the output, you'll think it's better just because it's louder. Second device, saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Turn on soft clip and drive it 2 to 6 dB. This is how you make the snare speak on smaller speakers. It's harmonics, not just volume. If you use the color section, keep it subtle. Quick audit tip. After each processor, bypass it and force yourself to name one thing it's improving. Attack, density, tone, whatever. If you can't name it, reduce it or remove it. That's how you keep your chain from becoming a because YouTube said so chain. Third device, glue compressor. We're gluing, not flattening. Set attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient can still pop through. Release at 0.1 seconds or auto. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. If the snare loses snap, slow the attack up toward 10 milliseconds or reduce gain reduction. And here's an advanced test that's worth doing. Try two different device orders and / B them. Option 1 is drum bus into saturator into glue. Option 2 is saturator into glue into drum bus. That second order often preserves crack, because your transient boost happens after the compression has already controlled the body. Now we set up jungle space, the right way, reverb on a return, not inserted on the snare. Create return A and call it snare verb. Add hybrid reverb. Use algorithmic mode and pick plate or room. Set decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Jungle reverb can be audible, but it's usually not a massive wash. Add pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry snap stays clean and the space blooms after. Inside the reverb, filter it. Cut lows below 250 Hz. Tame highs if it hisses. After hybrid reverb, add EQ8 and high pass again around 250 Hz. If it's biting, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. You can also lightly duck the return with a compressor sidechained from the dry snare, so the reverb gets out of the way right on impact. Set the send amount low to start, something like minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and bring it up until you notice it, then back it off a hair. That's usually the sweet spot. If you want a more recorded in a room feel without obvious reverb, try a super short hybrid reverb setting, like 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, high passed hard, mixed extremely low. You're aiming for a room tick, not a tail. Now, the swing. This is where people mess it up by swinging the wrong things. Jungle swing is mostly in hats, ghosts, and breaks. The main snare on 2 and 4 usually stays confident and close to the grid. Open the groove pool. Try something like MPC 16 swing or a shuffled 16th groove that isn't too extreme. Apply it strongly to hats and ghost percussion, and either not at all or very lightly to the main snare. As a starting point, set timing around 10 to 25% on hats and percussion. Keep the main snare at 0 to 10%. Add a little random on hats, maybe 2 to 8%, and some velocity variation, like 5 to 20%, if you want it to feel alive. Then do the pro move, micro timing by hand. Keep the main snare hits on 2 and 4 basically on grid. Now add ghost snares slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, to create swagger. Push some hat hits slightly early, 1 to 10 milliseconds, to create urgency. In Ableton you can do this with track delay for broad strokes, or by nudging notes with fine adjustments. If you want a swing illusion without moving the main snare at all, add a very quiet ghost just before the main snare. A tiny 1/32 hit, or something 10 to 20 milliseconds early, low velocity. It creates forward pull while the backbeat stays authoritative. Optional, but fairy jungle. Add a break layer. Create a break auto track and drop in an amen or think break. Warp it in beats mode, preserve 1/16. Transients at 100. High pass it around 200 to 350 Hz so it's mostly tops. Use drum bus lightly, transient plus 5 to 15. Tiny drive. Then blend it quietly under your main drums, around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. The break adds natural shuffle and grit without stealing the snare's spotlight. You can even sidechain compress the snare reverb return from the break, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, so busy shuffle moments don't smear the space. Now think like a producer for a second. Snares hit harder because of context, not just because they're loud. Try a 16-bar idea. Bars 1 to 8. Tight snare. Minimal reverb send. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce the break layer and slightly more verb. Bars 13 to 16. Add ghost variations and a short fill. Automation ideas that feel like a record. Push the reverb send only on the last snare before a drop. Add a little drum bus transient during a fill. Or, at the drop, don't raise the snare volume. Instead, drop the hat bus by half a dB to 1.5 dB for a bar or two. The snare feels bigger because the frame around it moved. Before we wrap, quick checklist of common mistakes. Too many layers. 4 to 6 layers usually means phase problems and weaker punch. Too much reverb on the main snare. At 172 BPM, your groove blurs fast. Overcompression. If you're crushing it, you're shaving off the exact transient you're trying to feature. Snare fighting the bass. If your bass owns 200 Hz, your snare body vanishes. A tiny notch in the bass around the snare body frequency, even 1 to 3 dB, can make the snare feel louder without changing the snare at all. And finally, swing applied to everything equally. That's how you get a wobbly backbeat. Now, a fast practice exercise. Give yourself 15 to 20 minutes. Build a 2-bar loop at 172 BPM. Kick on 1 and then end of 2 for that rolling pattern. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats doing 16THS with some skips.